Track 1.8.
The Great Teen Sleeping Crisis? An age-old problem. They won't go to bed when you want them to. They hide their heads under the pillow and won't get up when you ask them to. What is it with teenagers and sleep? Well, maybe it's time we revisited this topic to better understand what might be going on. A recent study found that only around 50% of US teenagers were getting the 7 hours of sleep generally considered necessary. The other half were getting on average 2 hours less. Interestingly, girls are more prone to skipping sleep than boys. These are worrying figures indeed, especially when you take into consideration latest recommendations from experts that 7 to 10 hours is optimum for teenagers. Bad for the health. The short-term effects of not getting enough sleep are clearly evident. Just ask any secondary school teacher. 20% of teenagers admit to nodding off in class at least once a fortnight. A lack of concentration in lessons can lead to poor performance in exams, and grades often suffer as a result. It's not difficult to make the connection. Other immediate consequences include a weakening of the immune system, meaning the sleep-deprived are more likely to catch a cold or get the flu. Even more disquieting are the long-term effects. Doctors say there are direct links between a lack of sleep and mental health issues, such as depression and memory loss. It's biological. One thing we all need to do is to stop blaming teenagers for their antisocial sleeping habits, since they do have a biological excuse for their behaviour. It's all the fault of the hormone melatonin. When melatonin surges through the body, it's telling us that it's time to go to bed. The problem is that in teenagers, melatonin is released 2 hours later than in adults, meaning that they get the call to go to bed much later than their parents. Then, when they're forced to wake up in the morning, their melatonin levels are still high and their bodies are urging them to stay in bed. That's why they find it such a struggle to drag themselves out from under the covers. A change of routine. So what can be done to make life easier for everyone? Well, one simple solution would be to start the school day 2 hours later. In the US, 40% of all teenagers start school before 8 a.m., which is clearly far too early for the average teenage brain to function properly. If a 10 a.m. start time was implemented, it would give them a much fairer chance. In addition, teenagers themselves need to take more responsibility for their own sleeping patterns. It's been proven that people who stick to a regular routine lead far healthier lives. Going to bed and getting up at the same time each day certainly gives your body a head start. Teens can even take a nap in the afternoon if they're able to make that a regular part of their routine. The other thing to consider is limiting their screen time, which can often run into the early hours of the morning. This is undoubtedly the main reason why many teenagers fail to get a good night's sleep. So, unfortunately for teenagers, it seems that two of their favourite pastimes, lying in at the weekend and late-night gaming, have a role to play in the lack of sleep many of them complain about.